This is Utah Skies. On January 20th of this year, we experienced a total eclipse of the moon in Cache Valley. Unfortunately, it was mostly cloudy and quite cold that evening, so you may have not made the effort to look. But fortunately, there were enough breaks in the clouds that some amateur astronomers, including myself, were able to take images of it. What is a total eclipse of the moon? It occurs when the moon's orbit takes it through the shadow of the Earth. The Earth's round shadow moves slowly over the moon's surface until it is completely covered. What makes a total eclipse of the moon so interesting is the reddish glow that appears over the entire surface of the moon. This is caused by the sun's rays as they pass through the Earth's atmosphere and then onto the moon. Sometimes it is quite red, and other times it is more of a brownish hue. It seems to depend on the pollutants that are in the Earth's atmosphere at the time. Another interesting part of the lunar eclipse is seeing the red, roundish full moon suspended against the starry background. It is a beautiful sight. The next total lunar eclipse in North America will occur on the evening of May 26, 2021, just under 2 years from now. Our website is cvas-utahskies.org. For Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Blaine Dickey wishing you clear skies.